Oh, by the way, you're hearing Mr. Steve Marshall. He's on flute. Song is entitled Creative Happiness. Well, in order to measure the global restrictions on religion in 2014, Pew's research ranked 198 countries and territories by their levels of government restrictions on religion and social hostilities involving religion in particular. The new study was based on the same 10-point indexes used in the previous studies. So the government restrictions index measures government laws, policies, and actions that restrict religious beliefs and practices. The GRI, Government Restrictions Index, is comprised of 20 measures of restrictions, including efforts by government to ban particular faiths, to prohibit conversion. How many of you are involved in missions work and you sometimes go to countries where you're not permitted to try to convert anyone? You know, there are religions, even in America, where attempts to convert are frowned upon. So they're looking at measures of restrictions put in place by the government, though, where the government would ban particular faiths, prohibit conversion, limit preaching, or give preferential treatment to one or more religious groups. Now, I mentioned to you that there's a difference between social hostilities in religion and terrorism-related activities. Okay, the Social Hostilities Index, what does it measure? It measures acts of religious hostility by private individuals, organizations, or groups in society. Private individuals or organizations or other groups in society engaging in religious hostility. This includes religion-related armed conflict or terrorism, mob or sectarian violence, harassment over attire for religious reasons, or other religion-related intimidation or abuse. The Social Hostilities Index includes 13 measures of social hostilities, and to track the indicators of government restrictions and social hostilities, researchers just basically combed through more than a dozen publicly available, widely cited sources of information, including the U.S. State Department's annual reports on international religious freedom and annual reports from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, as well as reports from a variety of European and United Nations bodies and several independent NGOs or non-governmental organizations. Well, a new study also looks at the prevalence of restrictions and hostilities by region as well as by country. The Middle East and North Africa region continue to have the highest median level of government restrictions on religion, although the region score on the GRI dropped slightly from 2013 to 2014. Median scores on the Government Restrictions Index also decreased modestly in Asia and the Pacific and in sub-Saharan Africa, while scores stayed about the same in the Americas and Europe. And among the world's 25 most populous countries, which countries would you say had the highest overall restrictions on religion? All right, we're looking for the highest overall restrictions on religion in the world's 25 most populous countries. Which of those countries do you think would be included? You don't have to give me all 25, but give me a few. Okay. All right, I kind of gave you a little bit of a hint earlier, but among those 25 most populous countries, the highest overall restrictions on religion were in Egypt, Indonesia, Pakistan, Russia, and Turkey. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even in 2016, there's still problems with regards to restrictions on religion in Russia. Egypt, Indonesia, Turkey, Russia, Pakistan, where both the government and society at large imposed numerous limits on religious beliefs and practices. China had the highest level of government restrictions in 2014, while Pakistan had the highest level of social hostilities that involved religion. And as in previous years, Christians and Muslims, who together make up more than half of the global population, faced harassment in the largest number of countries. I want to ask you, does it come as a surprise to you to hear that Muslims are among the ones most harassed in the largest number of countries? When you think about all that we keep hearing about so much terrorism being perpetrated by Muslims, and we know that not all Muslims are bad, the same way not all Christians are bad. Not all Muslims engage in evil activities any more than all Christians, or at least churchgoers, engage in evil activities. But we keep hearing on the news and reading in the news that there's so much terrorism perpetrated by Muslims. Does it come as a surprise that Muslims are among the most harassed when it comes to religious harassment? I was listening to a report about a week or two ago on NPR, and they were talking about, someone was being interviewed with regards to what was happening with regards to Muslims, and they discovered that there are a lot of Muslims, some of those terrorist groups who are Muslims, target other Muslims. And just like we hear so many Americans say from time to time, it's just another casualty of war. They didn't say it exactly like that, but it comes down to the same thing. I'll be right back.